OSHA will recognize train the trainer plans that are detailed and fully explained. If you plan to use a train the trainer approach, you must provide specifics on its components. This includes describing the number of trainers and trainees and the characteristics of both of these groups. For both the trainer and the trainee sessions, you need to provide information on the training length, training content, the class materials, and where each training session will take place. You also need to explain how the Train the Trainer trainees will document and report back to your organization about the second-tier training they have conducted and the students they have taught. Be realistic when projecting planned training numbers, especially for second-tier training.